It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Yankees had Old Timers Day, and I have a few observations for you. Number one, nobody seemed to care because nobody was there. I'm watching the game, and the entire swath of the upper deck is completely empty.
It's not new. It's disappointing. It's perhaps the most disappointing thing about being a Yankee fan is over the last 15 years, I'd say, how little people stopped caring about the old-timers.
And I thought that they would reach out to young people because this year they were making a special honoring of the 15-year anniversary of the 09 title, which everyone remembers unless you're, you know, in your teens right now.
Yeah, and look, when they played the games, I loved going to old-timers day. It wasn't a yearly tradition, but as many times as I could go, I've gone to countless, okay? And it became very noticeable. I think as I really became an adult and I stopped like going with like my dad would take me, nobody shows up in there. Everybody's outside, mainly the new stadium, Billy, Stans, Hard Rock. They're all having their pregame beers and they come in for the real game. And I don't understand that. If you have tickets to Old Timers Day, go in for Old Timers Day. So this was nothing new this year and I'm not shocked.
Yeah, it's just, it's kind of like, I get now why they don't want to have a game. Yeah. No one's going to be there to watch it. So I'm watching Old Timers Day. I'm watching the entire ceremony. And the thing I was most intrigued about was how they were going to treat Alex Rodriguez. This was Alex Rodriguez's first Old Timers Day. They were specially honoring the 2009 team, which Alex Rodriguez was their best player. Mm-hmm. He was their most valuable player. No slight on Mark Teixeira or CeCe Sabathia and everything they accomplished, along with Derek Jeter, Mariano Rivera, all those guys. Hideki. I mean, obviously, there were a lot of important players, but we all know how amazing A-Rod was during that postseason. So I was really curious what kind of treatment he would get in terms of where he's announced. Because to me, that tells you what an organization thinks of a player. If you get announced last, you're the guy. And I think in the Yankee case, the guy's Derek Jeter. I don't think anybody would argue that. Derek Jeter is going to get that treatment. Back in the day, I think my dad used to tell me there was always that controversy on DiMaggio versus Mantle, who gets announced last. Because it really is the highest honor.
Yes. Yeah, that's crazy.
So Jeter gets announced last. Okay, I get that. He's El Capitan. Mariano Rivera second to last. Again, totally get it. Greatest closer of all time. There were six guys announced after Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah.
He was given the who gives a crap treatment.
It wasn't who gives a crap, but even when Kay is announcing him, you're getting, like, of all the memorable home runs, an ALDS homer from the 09 season. I mean, you know, A-Rod had a couple big moments in that World Series,
yeah,
I think.
They don't win without him.
Carried the team there. I'm with you.
Hold on. Let me make this clear. Yeah. You're saying Kay no-sold A-Rod in the resume reading?
Kay said it very emphatically. I'm not blaming Michael Kay. I don't know if he writes the script or somebody hands him a script.
That's fine, but you don't like the script.
I didn't like the script.
Interesting.
I thought there were bigger moments in 09 than, like, he hit the game-tying homer in Game 3 of the AL. Oh, listen, they would beat the crap out of the Twins. I don't need that moment announced. There were bigger moments was my point.
Mm.
That's all. I thought it was a little bit of a
undersell. That's fine. I didn't pick up on that.
I'm not blaming Kay either. I'm blaming the Yankees. I think they purposely did that.
I don't know. All I know is that Matsui, Sabathia, Posada, Pettit, Rivera, and Jeter all announced after Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a
story. He was given what we like to call in the wrestling business mid-card treatment.
Yeah.
He was treated like a mid-carder.
Treat him like a mid-carder. Meanwhile, he's actually picking the Yankees to go to the World Series, unlike Derek Jeter's picking the Orioles.
Stop it. Come on. Jeter's being an independent analyst.
I know.
I respect that.
I love it. A-Rod gives me the Strahan vibes with the Giants. He's always picking them.
So the other thing was no Brett Gardner, because Brett Gardner hates the Yankees. That's apparently what I've learned from this.
Not for nothing, too. Enough with celebrating Brett Gardner and acting like he has some kind of stance. He has come across this weekend like the biggest whiny bitch in Yankee history. I'm serious. I've had it with Brett Gardner. Oh, boo-hoo. I didn't get to have a farewell like everybody else. Bro, get lost. Honestly. You weren't even a starter in 09 until Melky Cabrera got hurt. You're the most overrated homegrown Yankee of all time. If you actually knew how to use your speed and skill set, then we never overpay for Jacoby Ellsbury. I get it. Heartbeat, leader, all of that. What a whiny bitch. Show up with your teammates. I'm sorry.
South Carolina, I'm not leaving. The Yankees treated me wrong.
Ugh.
I didn't see that coming.
I'm just tired of it. Everybody else, Damaso Marte can go there, tip his cap. Brett Gardner's got to stay riding trailers because he's so upset at the Yankees.
I think that sometimes it takes you a while to get over stuff. You know, it's it's been 3 years, I think about 2.5 years, if we're being exact, since the Yankees dumped him. He sort of dumped himself because he had a player option.
You are not Lou Gehrig. You're Brett Gardner. You were the 10th man on the 09 World Series team. And I know that you had great moments. Everybody loved when you slammed the bat on the dugout throughout his career. A one-time All-Star. Brett Gardner, for some reason in his head, thinks he's Mickey Mantle. He's not Mickey Mantle. Show up with your teammates and go out there. And I know he wasn't the only one that didn't show up, but I'm not over what's going on. CC Sabathia in the booth. I hope that Brett can, you know, fix his strained relationship with the Yankees. What? What are we doing here with this guy? Enough!
I think you just have to give him more time. He's trying to get
all
over
right,
it.
We'll check back with you for the 25-year anniversary, Brett. What does he want, a freaking monument too? Get lost! The most overrated slap hitter in Yankee history. And the guy wants to basically be treated like Jeter. Anyway, go on.
Yeah. I mean, the last 2 years, and I give Craig credit for this, since you took a shot at him earlier, which I thought was uncalled for.
Oh, stop it.
Craig always used to say Brett Gardner's treated like the coach's kid. Because Boone would always, especially that last year when he hit 222, they were running him out there every single day, and he wasn't very good.
He has gotten more chances to prove his worth in New York than Daniel Jones has, okay? That's how the end of Brett Gardner's career went on forever.
He's a good Yankee, though. Can you give him a little bit of credit? He's a good, solid Yankee. He spent 14 years with the team.
And I would argue that the only reason he spent 14 years is because he was homegrown.
No, I think it's because he was a nice piece. He was great defensively in left field. He was great defensively in center field. He could steal a base. He had a little bit of pop, especially late in his career.
That's the problem. He couldn't steal a base.
No.
He was a terrible base runner for a guy that's fast.
Okay, that's different. If your argument against him is he had untapped potential as a base stealer, I agree with you. But the guy led the league once in stolen bases. You can't say he didn't steal bases.
But the point, he was not a great base runner. Okay,
he stole 275 bases in his career. How many Yankees have stolen more bases than Brett Gardner?
You want me to mend and bend the knee because I'm on a Brett Gardner rant?
I'm not asking you to bend the knee. I'm just being fair.
My point is, you don't have to dislike Brett Gardner. But you can look at Brett Gardner and get back with reality. I don't care how angry you are. Get back there to celebrate
now,
the 09.
Was the excuse for Robbie Cano that he's playing in the Mexican League? I mean, he had a game that day
or
something?
I'm sure it was. And I missed an excuse for Mark Teixeira because he's another one should have been.
Yeah, where the hell was Teixeira?
I don't know.
Does he have an excuse?
I didn't hear. But that's just the thing. I didn't hear excuses for those. But I heard more than enough where basically, I hope Brett can fix his relationship. What? Because you don't want to retire? You're supposed to be 53 years old? Dude, I mean, get lost.
Yeah, what happened to Mark? Was Mark Teixeira not there?
He was not.
You're right. It's just, I didn't even realize it until you said it.
No,
he was
I realized.
Nick Swisher was there. You would have booed him if you were in the, in the building.
Yeah, he came out like a true hero, too. I mean, he looked like John Glenn when he landed on the moon waving at the crowd.
Now, we had a caller earlier mentioned that Johnny Damon may have had some fun before he showed up. So what they do now instead of a game, and I don't think it's bad by any stretch, but it's not quite a game, is they have this Q&A on the field.
Yeah.
So the 09 team is basically interviewed by Susan Waldman.
And
Joe Girardi. And so it's cool, but it's not the game. I do miss the game.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.